Well, British Prime Minister David Cameron is in Holland and France today, armed with a threat that the UK will vote to leave the European Union unless there are changes in the terms of its membership. The BBC's Rob Watson joins us from London with more. And Rob, Cameron is reflecting attitudes at home. What do the British people not like about being part of the EU?
Goodness, where does one begin? Well, I think we just have a very, very different attitude to Europe than the rest of the Europeans. And I know that as I'm married to a French person. I mean, I often hear from Europeans that it's a, you know, it's a construct that really means something to the people of France, Germany, Italy. You know, it's a profound, for them, it's a sort of profound mark of the end of hostilities on the continent. For us Brits, it's just a kind of practical, transactional thing. I mean, we think, right, in that very British way of ours, if it's good for trade and if it keeps us all doing some sensible things, fair enough. Anything we don't like, we'd rather ditch.
But clearly a lot of people in the UK think that it's doing more harm than good, or the benefits are not outweighing the cons.
Well, here's the thing. In the long run, I think that Britain will vote to stay in the European Union. This has probably taken some of the excitement out of our interview, because I think that on balance, and again, I go back to that point that Europeans have a sort of a passion about Europe. We don't. We see it in a practical way. One suspects that after a great, big, long, drawn-out debate, British people will think, well, you know, the risks of leaving, the risks of maybe some European companies not wanting to be based in Britain. Maybe it just sounds good to leave, to go on our own, but probably just a bit too risky.
All right. Well, let's talk about the changes that Cameron would like to make. What does he want to do exactly to the terms of the membership?
Well, I think the most controversial thing that he wants to do is to somehow make it that, yes, you still have free movement in the European Union. It's one of the absolute cornerstones. But that, let's say you were a young Eastern European working in Britain, you wouldn't get access to the same kind of social welfare that British citizens would have. Now, why does the British government want to do that? Well, if you've been in London recently, or anyone who's been here recently, if you go into any store that you like, you're almost certainly bound to be served by an Eastern European or a Central European. And an awful lot of Brits think that in the last few years, just too many people from Europe have come to live here and to work here. And the government, reacting to public pressure, is trying to make it less attractive so that there's less of a pull factor here in Britain. I think that's the most controversial thing. I mean, I think the kind of things which were a bit more window dressing are to say that Britain doesn't want to be part of any language saying that we're all heading towards some kind of United States of Europe. But I think it's the stuff around benefits, about freedom of movement, that's really going to go to the heart of this.
So how is Cameron going to make that argument in Poland? He's going to Poland tomorrow. We should say there are about 800,000 Polish people living in the UK, many in these service jobs you're talking about.
Well, with great care, I guess, is the answer to that, Jeremy, because, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a very sensitive issue in countries like Poland, where they have lots of their citizens working and living in the UK, and they don't want to be told, hang on a minute, a Polish person living in Britain is somehow worth less than a British person. So he's going to have to proceed with caution. But here's the deal. I think we're going to hear all sorts of stuff over the next 18 months or however long it's going to take between now and a referendum. But I think it's worth everyone bearing in mind two things. Hold two thoughts in your head about what's going to determine this negotiation. Poland, all the other European Union countries, they would hate it if Britain was to leave the EU. I mean, how much of a vote of non-confidence would that be? So that's one part of the dynamic. On the other hand, all of these other EU members, they don't want to look too much as though they're awarding Britain for throwing its toys out the pram. So that's the dynamic. The European Union wants Britain very much to stay in, but obviously they're going to have to be careful about the way they do it and what concessions they offer.
Well, and we should say that these concerns about especially Eastern Europeans coming into the UK and taking a lot of jobs and getting welfare benefits and that sort of thing are not unique to the UK. This is something that a lot of Western European countries are dealing with in the new era of free movement by people in Europe.
Absolutely. It was bound to happen, wasn't it? I mean, it's what happens in the United States. If you have freedom of movement, people are going to move to where the jobs are, where the work is, where it's nice to live, where you can get on, feed your family. So the same thing has happened here. But of course, you know, Europe is not the United States, and it has created all sorts of tensions. And you're right, Britain isn't the only country that feels this way. I mean, I think there are plenty of people in Germany who are sympathetic to the idea of limiting welfare benefits. But again, bear in mind, you know, yes, everybody wants Britain to stay. Will it be easier offering the concessions? Well, the tricky thing is, you know, it's 28 members. So that's where the difficulty comes in.
That's the BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson joining us from London as David Cameron makes a trip through Europe to try to get some changes made to the UK's membership in the European Union. Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.